Sorry, every time
I think this catch is working. I mean, if you want me to change it, I can.
I can get it to catch, but...
I'll put another one on.
Like, most of them, I can't get them to catch all the way.
Okay.
That's, like, as far down as I can get that window when I've reefed on.
No, that's because probably the other one's got to go up. What else could it be, right? I mean, if that's down all the way, it's supposed to line up, right?
Then look at the one in the living room. It sits that much higher than it should, so to get it to latch, they just stuck a piece of wood there and screwed it into the wood.
Okay.
The big window in the living room.
The big, big one?
Yeah.
So they just put a shim in there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even seal right. That's part of my issue with your brother. Like, come on, the windows don't even seal
this
right.
This one definitely needs a latch because people come in.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have
and
one.
And I reefed down as much as I did that when the building
one,
standards was
that
here.
That one's got to go up. See the gap?
I don't know how to get them up.
You either jack them up or take all the trim out, real careful without breaking it, and put it back together.
That's insane.
That's how they go together. It's a lot of work. Messy, too.
Like, and the one in the living room, like I said, it's like this.
Yeah.
And all they did was stick a piece of wood back here.
Mm-hmm.
And put the other part of the lock on there, and that's how it locks.
Like, this is not sealing good enough.
No, and I have to really reef on it, and I mean sit there with both hands,
you know,
and keep pulling down with all my weight to get it to even somewhat seal.
I'd rather do this one on a warm day if we can, right?
Okay.
Because this is going to be off for a while.
I don't care.
You know what I mean? It will be off for a while.
Yeah, but if that's what you have to do, okay.
I have to either jack it up, okay, and that's providing it allows me.
Yeah,
make sure it's not painted.
They're paint. I can, with an X-Acto knife, cut through here if you want.
And I'm worried about jacking up because you break the glass, you break everything. Something's going to give, right?
I know, and that's the thing. They're trying to fix any of these windows, they're probably going to bust.
Well, guaranteed, they're going to bust. You'd be replacing glass in all of them.
Even the frames.
Frames
some
are
of the
a little
frames,
tougher, but...
Yeah, but how old is the wood?
It's old, but they're usually made out of good material for the past.
But with age, that wood dries out, it'll crack, splinter.
Yeah.
What's your brother going to do then?
Then he has to fix it or replace it, one or
the other. Yeah, and he's not going to want to replace it.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're already in this position.
Hello? Yeah, but it's been rented here, sorry. Okay, bye now.
Please don't tell me you've rented the bottom.
Not here. Another building, bro.
Okay, because as soon as you rent that bottom unit, the water's going to get worse.
Probably right. It will get worse.
And your brother, obviously, doesn't want to do much to fix that either.
Well, I have no idea. He's talking about some stupid shit I don't believe.
Neither do I.
You don't believe me either. I know that, eh?
I mean, he sits there and he says, trust me.
Yeah, I know.
When he's openly lied to us already about the carpets.
Anytime. Okay, I'm going to get some latches and try and put them on. Hopefully I can get them on.
I'll show you what I mean with the living room window.
Oh, this one is the worst one, obviously.
This one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Kat, you're moving.
I'm sorry, you don't have to move. I probably won't get through this window today.
Well, I've already pulled up the plastic, but
this
you
one
can
got
see
a break
it.
Too?
You can see it where it's not even.
Oh, yeah. It's not high enough.
No kidding. And all they did was
that,
stick a piece
see?
Of wood behind.
Gap up there?
Yeah, I know.
That gap means it's dropped down.
And according to your brother, that's perfectly fine.
No.
And that's acceptable. And
no.
We should just keep caulking the windows in the summer if we don't want air leakage when we're trying to air condition.
No, that's not acceptable.
You and I know that.
Yeah. John's just a really regular painter, right? And he'll never change.
I feel sorry for you. You must be talking to it. It must be like talking to a brick wall.
Well, with me, I'm repairing stuff that should be going in the garbage.
I noticed.
Okay, and I don't feel like doing it, but I sort of have to.
I noticed.
You know?
I mean, these two seal at least a little better.
Well, at least they're catching it.
This one I haven't... Yeah, this one, again, only part of the way. That's the best I can do.
Well, I could put another one in, but I think it would be a waste of time. But
because,
I'll put it in.
Yeah.
I'll put another one beside that one.
But like I said, the windows were there all busted.
Yeah.
I tried caulking up there. Well, yeah, this one.
Yeah, there's nothing left for the bottom.
I have to put that there or else the whole damn window comes out.
That's your iron.
It's not. It's the iron that was here when we moved in. But see, it's coming apart at the sides, and if I let that go any further, the whole window comes out.
Falls on somebody's going to get a problem.
And these windows don't even stay open. You've got to block those windows open.
Yeah, they won't stay up.
They won't stay up.
That's not good.
No kidding.
So yeah, broken glass. Broken glass. There's two of them.
Broken windows on the outside that we've got to jimmy open. This one.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
No kidding. I had birds build a nest in here last year because I couldn't keep them out.
Okay. And this carpet he doesn't want to change. That's dirty.
Yeah. And I mean, this is why I threw the rug down.
It's
stained.
It's not that big a carpet. What's the big deal?
It's stained all this shit.
It's only from there to here.
I've tried cleaning it. Look at the stains.
Yeah. No, this should be changed.
No kidding.
All right.
And he's only going to change the one that stinks.
Well, you take pictures of it and you go to tribunal, you make your case, right? But you know what? You got one. So.
And I mean.
And the thing is, it was his fault that you went to file because he wasn't listening when you asked.
Well, you heard him. They were foolish or stupid.
Yeah.
And then he tells us to write it down. Well, what did you think we did already? And you labeled it foolish and stupid.
All these windows have dropped a little.
I don't know how you deal with your brother. I really don't.
I have no choice. If it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have got tangled up with him in the beginning, right? Because we sort of had to do this together as we were growing up. And for her sake, I didn't break away from him. But you know what? She's not here anymore.
And now you're stuck with him.
I'm stuck with him, yep. Isn't that funny, eh?
God, what'd you do for family that come back and bite you?
Well, I gotta live with it now. No choice. Because I still have a family to look after. Once they're all grown up and gone, I don't have to do this anymore.
You'll be going to see ya? Wouldn't want to be ya?
Don't want to be here no more.
When are they done school so you can run?
I tried to get them to sell this thing like, what, last year, the year before? An idiot pulls the listing. I don't get it. Like, what the hell? Somebody else would spend the money, right? Doing the work, right? Not him. You know?
Yeah, because he could be charging damn good money if he did the work.
I mean, either fix them
or
sell them. Make up your mind, right?
Wow.
That's what I say. You know, but he doesn't.
He doesn't get it.
He thinks you can put a band-aid on everything and it's going to be okay forever. And it's not going to be okay.
I've met landlords like him.
There's lots of them like him.
Yeah, there's only one name for them. Sorry, he might be your brother, but it's called Slumlord.
John is probably the king of that. I think there's only one person that might have him beat because he's got more properties, and that's Stan. I don't know if you know
Stan? Last name?
I don't know his last name, but he has a lot of property in the city. And his wife was a real estate agent.
Never heard of him.
Oh, fuck. He's got tons of real estate. I think he sold a whack of it last year when his wife died.
Huh.
But he still got lots of real estate.
Alright, I've never come across him, thank God.
I'm not sure of his last name, right? But he's always at the tribunal.
You know, that's a bad sign when you can recognize them from tribunal.
He's there as much as he is on work.
Oh, Jesus, have fun. Ruby. Oh. To try and hold that plastic up.
No, that's it. I gotta just tie it to one side.
That's gotta be a pain in the butt working around that.
Oh yeah, that it is.
Like I said, I tried to move everything out of your way.
Okay, so you have lots of broken windows.
Right? Huh?
You have a lot of broken windows.
Well, that was kind of our thing, too.
It's not just one, there's lots.
Yeah, there are quite a few. The kitchen one, this one, the two in my bedroom.
Yep. There's way, way too many.
And yet he's trying to say there was nothing wrong and we're foolish and stupid.
He says that to everybody.
We'd much rather deal with you. You're reasonable. But you have no signing authority.
Not so, when it comes to a lot of stuff, no?
That doesn't help us.
No. And the thing is, I can't override that fucking idiot.
We say right in the letter there's more repairs and we didn't look it. That's coming off. And I noticed that cleaning the other day. I get the glue, I'll fix it. Because it's separating from the wall.
What are you paying for your ceiling? Because it's starting to flake.
It's not just the ceiling. It's the whole bathroom.
Everywhere is coming apart. Eh?
And I mean, like I said, we moved into that.
Yeah.
I had no problem fixing it, but he's got an attitude about it. Oh, well, you haven't done nothing. I've called.
Is that what he says? You haven't done
you
nothing?
You heard him.
You don't have to do nothing. You're the tenant. Tell him that.
You heard him yesterday. Oh, well, I made a deal. They're willing to work. I've caulked almost half the window pane glass. I've got the other half to do, so the glass doesn't rattle in the bloody frames when the wind hits it. I've done all kinds of... You heard me yesterday. You want to know what work I've done in here?
You shouldn't have to do work. You live here.
Notice he didn't ask what work?
Huh?
Notice he didn't ask what work was done by us?
No. You don't want to know.
No kidding. Like, I'm going to rip out the caulking around the tub and redo that.
I don't know. That guy should be happy he's got good tenants, and you know.
I'd do most of the work if he'd give us the supplies, but he won't even do that.
Like I said, I could get you some stuff, but...
You can't even get all of it.
Not all of it, because if I do get all of it, he'll want to know where it's going.
No kidding. You've got to sneak us supplies. That's ridiculous. Well, he's not even willing to work on us with us that far. Give us the supplies, and what we can do, we'll do.
You know, that makes more reasonable sense, doesn't it?
Or you know what? If he doesn't want to go to the bowl of getting the supplies himself, let us take it out of rent. We'll supply the receipts.
That's true. Like, you know, he should be working with you. I don't know why he's not.
Neither do I. I don't get it, because I can do most of this work. That's been my job, off and on, for 15 years.
Now this little stuff here, you could have done it.
No kidding. Drill. Give me the hardware. I've got the drills. I've got...
I know.
I can fix these walls. Give me the mud. Give me...
That I gotta bring you still, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the caulking. I can do all that. Give me the damn supplies.
Yep.
Why should I pay for it?
No, you shouldn't. You're already paying rent. You don't have to pay any more.
I mean, worst comes to worst. The floor, the sinking part of the floor. Yeah. I fixed that shit in other buildings. Give me the frickin' supplies.
This thing holds tight now.
Good, they work at least.
Still, just as long as you can work with it.
You know what? It's better than that when you saw the pressure I was putting on that just to open it.
That one pulls it tight too.
Good.
But still, I mean, there's not that big a drop, but there's still a drop.
Well, the little bit of caulking, because look, you want to see something funny? You remember me telling you I kept putting a bead here and it kept sucking in?
Oh, yeah.
And I left a huge one? Look how far it still sucked in.
Oh, yeah, because you can't. You gotta.
I'm going to have to sit there with a knife and try and pick that out. And I mean, I left a bead that high.
That stuff's supposed to pull out just with one pull. Is that coming up? No?
It sucked right in there. And I left a huge bead when I put it in wet. You know how, if you want to pull it out, you've got to...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it didn't work that way. The hole is so deep in there, it just kept going in. And I even filled it until I thought
this hole's too big.
Yep.
It has to be filled before you fill it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's the thing. The caulking kept going down. Yeah. I mean, here, you want to see ridiculous? Where is it? That was one of the corners.
That's way too much.
It kept just going down, going down, going down. And I was like, come on, I gotta be able to pull this stuff out.
No, you need something to stuff in there first, like a piece of insulation or foam or something, you know, a strip, weather stripping.
We need proper ceiling windows.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just shove that in there.
Because trying to get it out's a bitch.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps sinking down.
Yeah. It has to come out because you gotta open windows.
No kidding. But according to your brother, in the summer when we want proper ceiling windows to keep the air in, caulk them again.
Yeah. And he wants to change these to plastic? I don't like that.
Neither do I.
Plastic, I don't like it.
Neither do I.
Okay, I'll tell you the reasons why I don't like it. People could break in and you don't hear them.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I don't believe he's going to, it's $10,000 plastic bulletproof.
Bullshit.
It's plexiglass. I'm not stupid.
If they give it all fancy names, well, you know what? It's all the same.
It's plexiglass.
More or less. One doesn't yellow. One's tougher. They all got different qualities, but you know what?
It's plexiglass. Don't call it something else and expect me to believe it like I'm stupid.
You got more of that caulking here for the window? Or
a bit. I don't know if it's enough.
Richard took some.
I don't know if it's enough to do all the windows again.
I'm going to tell him to bring it back up to you if you need it again, right? Because I don't want you freezing.
Oh, your brother's answers to everything are just, like you said, band-aids. They'll get you through.
This one here, I can fix it, but it's not going to be a proper job.
I know.
You know?
That's the problem with everything. Now, the way your brother wants to do it, nothing's a proper job.
This one here, if I can put the latch in, and I have to shim it with something. Because there's no way I can put it in without shimming.
Because you're going to have to jack up that window,
eventually,
probably.
Yeah.
You know what?
Put them in.
You were given till April 30th.
Yeah.
So.
But if I don't do nothing, my brother fucking gets on my case.
You know what? I'll tell your brother to piss off.
Yeah.
Because that's only, again, that's not fixing the window properly. You were given till April 30th.
Yeah.
Wait till the weather's a little better.
And then work on it.
Do what you have. Your brother can piss off because I'm sick of the bloody band-aid repairs that are only going to lead to more repairs in the future because he's trying to rush what he's been told to do. He's been given till April 30th. He said it yesterday, right in front of you. Oh, I'm doing what I have to.
That's him. Exactly. Now you know what he's about.
I'm doing what I have. He wouldn't even do those repairs, and I said it right there. Yeah, you're doing them because we forced your hand.
No, I'm going to put it in, and after when we adjust it, I'll just readjust it, right?
Okay.
Even if it doesn't work right.
Just to shut your brother up, in other words.
Yeah.
I don't get your brother. I really don't.
Trust me, I don't get him either.
I've worked for many landlords, and I've never seen anybody this.
I'm telling you right now, he's got to be the rudest man I've ever met.
Yeah, I've noticed his rudeness. Trust me, it was quite...
You know what the funny thing is? I don't even think he knows he's being rude.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder that, too.
You know
that? He thinks he's being perfectly reasonable.
He's talking like everything's fine. I'm thinking, nothing's fine.
He thinks he's being perfectly reasonable when he's saying these things, and...
He's not.
That's the amazing part.
There's nothing reasonable about it, what he's saying at all.
I know. Trust me, I saw your facial expressions. You were mirroring what I was thinking.
I'm thinking this guy's fucked up.
Off his rocker?
Yep, more or less. He is off his rocker. I know he is.
Have you ever tried having him declared that?
I don't think they'd commit them because they'd have to get rid of all the other patients, so they'd have to protect them.
Yeah, but if you had them declared that, do you realize you could take control of the business?
Trust me, I don't want it all.
But at least you'd be in a position to do something. Sell what you figure had to be sold and take care.
This kind of business worked it out, girl.
Oh, I know. I've been a super. Remember, I've been on one end of this business.
I mean, it's good and it's bad. And sometimes, like, you know, I don't really have the tolerance level for it. Right?
But you know what? If you had good management people on the ground, it wouldn't be that bad.
Well, it gets a little easier when you have good management.
I mean, I can honestly say that's the one thing Louie was happy about when I was super.
You had yourself a good man then.
Well, him and I got along good. We knew how to deal with each other. He knew if I said it was important, it was important.
Yeah.
Any of the other little bullshit stuff I dealt with. You know, a bylaw coming up, I knew how to handle that. Once it was over and done with, I phone him and say, okay, just to let you know, this is what happened, yada, 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 here's the outcome. Oh, okay, I didn't have to be there. No, you didn't. I took care of it, it's done, it's over with, they're happy, we're happy, see you later.
So we didn't want to talk about it, right?
Even when there was problems with a tenant, I wouldn't call him until everything was over and done with. Okay, here was the situation, here's what I did, here was the outcome. Just so you know if anybody calls. And I mean, that was police involvement, everything else. Oh, I'm not kidding.
Police involvement? You didn't have to show up at all?
I took care of it. And that's what I mean. When you have good management, I mean, the one, and we eventually evicted him, the guy that lived across the hall from me, well, I was super, was so, how do I put this? Unconcerned with his actions or that of his company. He let somebody in his place that was supposedly a friend. I don't know what the hell he was tweaking on.
Yeah, I don't know what he was tweaking on.
No, to this day I still don't know. Because
really
when, he was,
drugs.
When he was thrown out of Buddy's unit,
yeah.
He kicked in his door in bare feet. He was on meth or something stronger. That's what I said. I don't know what he was on.
It's that nasty crack shit.
Meth can do that, and there's a couple of other drugs out there that you can do that in your bare feet. And these were proper, secure doors, everything.
Because I was talking to some cops about people that are on crack. He says, when they're on crack, they have to use like six people to fucking take them.
Oh, yeah, meth will do the same thing. So, well, what the hell's the newest one? There's a new one out there. God, I can't remember it, and it's been out for a year.
But oh, I mean, that fentanyl shit?
Oh, there's more than just fentanyl. Fentanyl's been around for longer than a year.
Yeah,
fentanyl's been out there for 6 or 7 years.
It's been around that long, eh?
My girlfriend who died last year, who had the kidney transplant
right.
And all that, she had been on it 6 or 7 years. That's how bad her pain levels were.
But it was prescribed to her, right?
Yep. But fentanyl's been around a while. She was on for pain Percocets, Oxys.
The nasty stuff is the new stuff that's out there is killing everybody.
Yeah.
But the crack used to make people like super.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
This idiot that kicked in the door.
Right.
After I got him out of the building and I was still on the phone with 911, he started coming back in.
Somebody at the door?
Oh, it's probably Pete coming home. Yeah, he tried coming back in, and I mean, I physically put my hands on him, whipped him out of the building as the cops were coming up, yelled at the cops, okay, arrest me, I put my hands on him. And they looked at me and said, no, you were protecting your property, which he's already damaged.
But they were okay with it?
Yep.
That's good.
I phoned the owner after everything was said and done, and they took him away and said, here's what happened. He says, okay. He knew what happened. He didn't have to come down and deal with it.
You got a good one, because I know how many times I've gotten bad ones as a landlord. They want to lock me up.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have good management on site, owning a building should be easy. It's finding the good management.
It's never easy, because you need to work, right?
Well, that's what my owner loved about me, and I've worked in 3 different buildings. Your brother needs that. If he can't manage the building, then hire somebody who can.
There you are.
Yeah.
Hi, Christina.
Is that your new... Oh! Huh. Still old man glasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let anything hurt.
How would I?
Old man glasses.
Well, look
old
at them.
Glasses.
Are they not old man glasses? Both his girlfriend and I have told him, get rid of the old man glasses.
Hey, I can see. What do you want?
I thought she went with you to pick them up.
That's the important thing. They don't get it, eh?
Yeah, no, they don't. Well, she was there, she just wasn't paying attention.
Uh-huh,
so
I'm going to have to talk to her.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes.
Augie has agreed a lot of these windows need to be jacked up, the top ones, because they're not ceiling right.
They're dropped. I know they're dropped. That has to line up.
What he's going to do is he's going to put the locks on for now, and in the warmer weather, come back, jack them up so they start sealing right, then fix the locks. Because if he doesn't do it now, John will bitch at him.
Well, I'm less and less than doing it. Playing damn what John thinks.
That's exactly what I said. I said, I'll tell John to piss off because I'm sick of the damn half-ass repairs.
Okay. Speaking of which, you and I have some talking to do about...
the tribunal?
Yeah. John won't cut a deal?
Well, you
heard
it
yesterday.
Yep.
There's nothing to settle.
That's what he said. Well,
yep.
You were there.
You know these guys.
Augie was beginning to tune him out after
I'm
a while.
I'm thinking, you're one stupid man. Because I know it's going to side with these guys.
I already know.
Well, it actually goes a little further than just siding with us.
Oh, no, but
it's something you and I should talk about, but.
Like I said to Augie, I'd rather deal with him. He's reasonable.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, Agostino does not have the authority to spend any money, so.
I know.
It's pointless. And no offense, Augie, but.
Like him and I agreed, he'll try and smuggle out whatever supplies we need, but John won't even agree to giving us all the supplies we need. And he can only smuggle out so much because then John will wonder where they're going.
I can bring you enough paint to paint your place and stuff. But
you know what, Augustine? I appreciate the offer. I really do. But do it straight up, please.
We're trying to get your brother to be honest.
But I'll bring it to you and you tell John I brought it to you because you asked for it and that'll be the end of that. If he doesn't like it, you can get it with me.
Okay.
The only thing you can do is tell me not to come to work. I don't mind.
Okay.
you're to the point where you'd be going, yee-hoo!
Okay.
All right.
All right, fair enough. I take it that's how it worked with the stove.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell him I was bringing it. I just brought it.
Yeah, we know.
Ah.
I don't know if you were there, but in the case management hearing, he was bitching and complaining about
that it supposedly worked.
Yes, the one you replaced worked fine.
The temperature was it? The thermostat was gone on it.
Yeah, I got to ask you. Can your brother, and I don't mean to be insulting by asking this, but can your brother actually read?
He actually, you want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
He's a stationary engineer.
You're
okay.
Kidding.
No, he went to school, got all his tickets.
Okay. So he can read then.
He knows how to read real well.
Okay.
He knows how to study well.
Okay.
But yet he...
Okay.
He
I was looking for an explanation of his behavior.
No, he can read. He's knowledgeable when he wants to be.
But
that's the thing, when he wants to be.
But he didn't actually read any of the letters I sent. That was pretty clear.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he read them, he sure didn't know what was on them.
Yeah.
I don't think he read them. I think he just looked at a few lines and...
I don't think he did either. So what I want to do going forward, since he's put you on as a landlord, I'll copy you and I'll hand you a copy.
So you at least
so you
know
what's going on. Because you really should know what's going on in there. He's put you in for some pretty serious stuff.
Well, he's the one that's going to be paying for it. I don't care.
No, he's put you in for some criminal matters.
Me?
Yeah. Actually, he has. That light down the stairs?
Right.
On the building utilities?
Right.
That's a criminal charge.
Oh, okay.
And the tenant can't waive it. So even if Rick says, hey, it was okay with me, it's still a criminal charge.
Not only that, by rights, that hallway should have been lit up the whole time.
Yeah, this
that's
bullshit about
like
it being for Richard
there.
And all the rest.
No, but Richard should have told us he wasn't going to want the light on. Well, he did to John, but John doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
right?
That what Richard told us was John told him it wasn't on his circuit.
Yeah.
And later on, he found out it was and told
John.
We don't even know,
because
Rick is kind of changing the story. We don't even know if your brother's intimidating him.
No, Rick won't side with anybody. He's afraid of John.
Oh, is he afraid of John?
So. Yeah. Why he works with
John. I thought that, too. I've thought that for a while.
Everybody's scared of that idiot.
Why are they scared of him?
I don't know. Trust me, I don't know.
Okay.
They back down from him all the time.
We're not. This is not the first time we've had to take the slumlord to try you.
Well, you hammer him hard, right? Because he's the one who is here all the time handling the issues. I'm only here doing repairs, so what am I going to get charged with?
We've seen him on his property twice in the last 2 years.
Yeah, and I've been in and out.
You know? He sends me to do repairs and I do them. I said, if he doesn't send me, I don't do them.
You know
well,
what?
When he's going to charge you with?
Okay.
Not taking orders?
I see.
Well, that's why we were asking about the. That's why I was asking about the business connections. Are you? You have no interest in this building or ownership in this building. Why are you on as a landlord? I'm frankly puzzled.
Actually, I have an interest in the building. With money.
Okay, that's what
with
I was.
Money.
Okay.
That's it.
Money?
Yeah, money's been put in. I put my money into the building. I don't have title.
Okay, do you have anything on paper that shows you have an interest?
No.
You don't have an interest.
Wow.
Well, I do have an interest because...
Just not a legal
one.
Yeah.
It's not on paper, but I do have an interest. No, no. It's you don't have to have it on paper to have an interest.
Yeah.
I mean, technically...
Right.
You
know
what I mean?
But when it gets sticky... Then
when it gets sticky, he's going to get it up the ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The reason I'm asking is there's going to be some fallout from this, and some of it may come your way.
What?
And I'm sorry about
that.
But
it's how the tribunal, the adjudicator, decides.
Yeah.
We don't want to screw you because you're the one trying to help us, but if that's how the adjudicator goes...
I can't decide what's going to happen at that point, right?
Neither can we, and we just don't want to see you get caught.
All I know
basically,
he's going to have a lot of work orders and a lot of recourse on your part as far as money going back to you. I don't know what they're going to give you.
Well,
that's up to them.
I couldn't care less. That was to get his attention, and obviously it worked.
Yeah.
I guess what we're trying to say is if it comes back on you, we're sorry. It's not aimed at you, it's aimed at your brother.
Well, he's got title. He's the one who's going to get it up the ass, all right?
you almost sound like you're
looking forward to it. No, because he's got to learn one day. He's got to learn. Okay.
I take it none of his other tenants have ever taken him to tribunal.
They've gone, but it's usually for other issues, but not like this here, right? This is
what
I'm a little...
For other issues?
Usually it's stuff like non-payment of rent, or...
Or they
fabricate stuff, and they say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, and then they start calling on everybody, and you get work orders, they're small, and they leave, and then in the end, they just take the eviction and run. Just stall tactics, not to pay
it's
rent.
It's nothing like we've been asking for, the major
usually
stuff.
It's just stalling not to pay rent, and then they run off.
Okay,
it's totally different.
Okay, so it's not somebody like us who's been paying rent,
and
who's
you're
been
staying,
asking,
you're not going anywhere, and you want to
Smokey!
Stay. Yeah, it's different. Like, you guys are not leaving. So, I don't think he's never dealt with somebody like you.
See, I told you, we're not the cut and run.
Were the cut and run, it would be different. Like, you would have said, well, go to tribunal, not pay your rent this month, and not pay it for a few more months, and then say, fuck you. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Oops.
Trust me, the temptation crossed my mind.
I wouldn't blame you one bit.
Yeah.
Not the way he's talking. Yeah, fuck that. I wouldn't put up.
Speaking of which, just to give you a heads up, if he ever tells me to shut up in my own living room again, get away from him. Quickly.
You can't hit him.
Don't hit him because you know
don't
what?
Don't hit him.
I don't
because
give
that,
a fuck.
That goes against us. We can be evicted.
Don't care.
He's a bit stupid, all right? And he is diabetic, and I don't know what his emotions are like when he gets fucked up, so I'd stay away from the man. He's fucked.
I'm just giving you fair warning.
I know. Don't invite him in your room is the best thing to do, talk in the hallway and close the door.
If it's legally possible, he will never set foot in this home again. If it's legally possible.
I'm surprised you let him in.
We thought we could talk reasonably. We thought we'd give it a try.
No.
And, wow.
I could have told you before you invited him in that it's not going to go well.
Well, plus again, it looks better in tribunal if we do try to sit down and settle with the guy. But
yeah. And it's not going well, I say. We've tried to reason it out with him. He doesn't want to reason it out, so we're here. And that's the way it is,
yeah.
Well,
it's
we're
like
here because he couldn't be bothered to read a letter.
You're here because he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you're here. He doesn't listen.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to.
You ask for things, and he doesn't hear.
Yeah, literally doesn't hear.
No, because you asked him, are you going to fix the furnace? What does he say? Yeah, I'm going to fix it. And what, 2 weeks later, it's not fixed, so you're going for help. What the hell? Yeah, you're going to fix it. You haven't done it, so I went for help. And then when you fix it, you didn't tell me.
And he shouldn't have to.
But you know what I mean? He shouldn't have to tell you. I'm like, come on. You're the one complaining, right?
And by that point, we had told him if he didn't do something in so long, we were going to file.
And then when he fixed it, it broke again.
It broke the next day after the mediation.
2 days after the mediation.
No,
broke
the next day.
Yeah, the next
day. Monday and the Tuesday it was broken.
Yeah, it broke again. See? Isn't that fucked, eh?
Like,
yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with it now.
Well, there's always something wrong with it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about John. You know, all the time. Nothing wrong with it.
It's
old, perfect. It's fine.
Old. It needs more work, probably. And the work that it needs, probably you have to shut down the whole fucking house to do it.
All right, on the subject of the boiler, is there any way you can get us the information I asked John for?
Not really. The only thing I have is what he has. His receipts, he's got them all. As far as
in other words, you'd have to go through him to get the
receipts. He has the receipts.
Okay, well, you know what? That means we go through the disclosure. If they're not part of the disclosure, then we raise a stink. If they are, then we'll give it to Jack and let him figure it out.
Yeah.
I was hoping to get our guy working on it a little sooner.
Because
these
guys don't have to worry about that furnace issue, because he made it an issue, not you, so right?
Yeah.
But we want to find out what's been fixed, what's not.
Look, it's not just that I want a progress report. I want to figure out what the hell is wrong here, because that asshole won't fucking budge until he's told what the specific problem is.
Right.
He
wants me to do his job, and I'm willing to do it to the point where I can identify the specific problem. We got a very good HVAC contractor working on this. He's good.
Which one was that?
His name's Jack Kelly. He's been in the business 35 years. He's got every ticket you can imagine. Right. And he's damn good.
And
he's working for
business.
Free. So why not use that?
I don't know. That John is John. He found somebody on the internet, and that's the way he is.
Is that how we got him? We found him on the internet?
Yeah,
wow.
I think Steve, you found him on the internet. Was it Steve? Or no, Sam. Steve, I'm not sure if you found him on the internet or was a referral. Steve is another guy that works for him.
Well, you know what
he hasn't been around.
Me too, is he says, oh, well, he wouldn't call me back. I know from being a super, if you call somebody, any one of them, and say, I have problems with my heat in my apartment building.
Yeah, they come right away.
They come right away because that can you can have bylaw called on you.
The problem was John didn't believe that there was anything wrong with the fridge.
Yeah,
because when you went
back.
When you went over and grabbed the rat, you said, no, it should be warmer.
Well,
oh, no, it's
right,
fine.
Right now, when I put my hand on it, okay, for this time of year, it's warm enough, but I'd like it to see if it's a bit warmer.
Yeah.
Okay, just in case it got cold, right?
Well, we've been measuring the rat temperature every day.
Has it been a little better? A
little better since the furnace was turned, since the heat was turned up.
Right.
There was about a 5-degree overall improvement.
When
it was fixed,
yeah.
And when it was turned up, it was about a 7 to 8 degree.
So if he keeps it running high, it's fine.
Yeah, but from what you were saying yesterday there,
there might be a problem.
He said it broke down from running at full.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, considering it wasn't even full
until January 5th.
Yeah. It wasn't even full then because the bylaw officer only turned it up to what it should be.
Yeah, she only turned it up to, I think 2 or 3 degrees higher.
Okay.
So it wasn't even full. So his explanation was shit then too.
No. So she turned it up to whatever the recommended thing is, and that's it. She walked away. Okay. But that doesn't mean it's recommended for an old boiler like that. I mean,
if the boiler can't keep up, replace it.
Yeah.
Actually, the boiler should keep up. When it was new, it was doing a great job.
Okay.
But how many years ago was
that's
it?
That's
got to
be about 15 years old now, somewhere in there.
On the subject, that rad is about 10 degrees cooler than the rest, so there's probably a blockage in this.
Really?
And I have bled...
10 degrees cooler than the other ones, eh?
On
I've bled all these rads repeated times, and this one especially, trying to get through whatever.
Right, and this one is the worst one of all of them, eh? I always thought the one in the bathroom would be the worst.
Second worst by a
second
couple
worst?
Degrees, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's the farthest from the boiler, I think, eh?
Yeah, this one should be fine, because the line's got to come up somewhere near the living room there, because that one's always hottest.
Yeah, but they're all separate lines coming up, eh?
All of them?
Yeah.
They don't feed off a main line?
They might feed a rad below and then up.
Okay.
I don't think they would feed across. I don't think they work that way. I could be wrong.
Okay, you're not even, because I've seen buildings where it's a main line. I've seen buildings where it's all these snakes.
They're either individual lines, because some of them, they do have, when you have the smaller rads, they'll do two together, like one jump over to the other one.
Yeah.
But most of the rads are straight up from the bottom.
Okay, I wasn't too sure how this building was done. Because like I said, I've seen them all different ways.
This building's weird.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. There's a blockage or something.
He's got a phone call.
Oh, sorry.
Look at the cat. Mm-hmm. Let's watch it.
Hello. Hello. Good.
This one keeps going off. Yeah, he took a look at the living room window here, too, and he says it needs to be jacked up, the top window.
I want to replace it. Okay, the actual door itself. I do want to replace it, but I want to replace it with a wood one if I can get one, like a solid one like that one. So I'm going to look for one.
Oh, I'm also going to do the bathroom that color, too.
The same blue?
Yeah.
Okay, give me that strip.
So the bathroom and the...
I'll run down there right now and see. I'll get you 3 gallons of this. Do you need primer or any primer?
For this room? Oh, yeah, the chocolate brown and...
If you need it, okay.
And I'm going to do this. I got to patch the ceiling. Look at that big, huge crack.
Yeah, but you're not going to go through all that mess in here, are you? And make
this
place covered up in dust?
Yeah, she will. I've seen it before.
All
right. It'll look nice when she's done.
If I have to empty out this living room for 4 days, I will.
Yeah.
It'll take you more
than 4 days. He'll run away.
Yeah.
He'll run away. And let me tell
you. 4 days, all right?
Oh, no. You haven't seen me. I'm an insomniac. I'll work morning and night.
Yeah, I'll see about getting you some mud. Yeah. Some paint, right?
Mud, paint, and primer, because like I said, I'm plan on. And if you can, white to do all these trims.
On the bottom?
Yeah, because every piece of trim in here, I plan on doing in white. Every ceiling, I plan on doing in white.
Okay.
Like, and I'm not trying to be funny, a 5-gallon pail of white if you can, because I plan on doing everything. I'm going to look at that door frame with the brown paint on it.
Yeah.
And I have to hit that with primer before I can cover the brown.
Well, it's hard to cover brown.
That's why I'm going to do 2 coats of primer first.
All right, I'll see what I can find for primer, right?
I mean, anything to try and make... I got a weird question.
What's that?
You'll understand when I ask. Any of these lights, would they have the safety catch that it's supposed to have so you can undo the actual base and still have it hang?
I don't think so. I have no idea what's in. These are old wire from when the place was built.
Okay, because what I was thinking, it's still the knob and tube.
I think knob and tube was left in the lights. They were changed everywhere else. I'm pretty sure it's still knob and tube.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure
it wasn't. So I
don't
want to try and unscrew that and paint around that. I want to try and get as close to that as I can.
You want? Let me I'll climb up and take a look at it. If I can get that base off without any harm to it, we can clean it so it doesn't look so crappy.
Well, that's what I want to try and do is clean even the base of that and get all the old paint off.
Yeah.
Just some hot water should melt most of that paint. Maybe.
Most of the other wiring has been changed, eh?
Okay, so it's not all knob and tube.
I don't think so, no.
All right, I was under the impression it was.
Because
you see that huge crack in it. That annoys me in that ceiling. Just like here, I want to try and fix this, even the corners.
But you know it's plaster.
Oh yeah,
does do that.
It's lathe and plaster.
Yeah.
And I've worked with lathe and plaster. Believe it or not, emerald is lathe and plaster.
Yeah. You take that up. And...
All of those we had to fix.
The other thing was the checking the cutoff switch here.
You want to do that?
To the hydro.
Okay, it's
probably
messy.
In the
well,
evening.
Yeah, we need to do that after dark. See if turn on whatever building lights are on, and then see if any of those
go
off.
Okay,
we
can't do it tonight, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I just wanted to bring that up so we can.
Not a problem, right?
But see what I mean.
I don't think you have an issue with that.
I want to fix all these trims.
Well, he's already agreed to do it.
Oh no, I'll do it for you. Not a problem. It doesn't matter. Even if you didn't agree, I still need to know.
See what I mean by I want to fix and repaint all these trims too?
Okay.
They did crappy jobs. I can do better than that. Like, look here.
Okay.
First of all, trim is supposed to go through the floor.
Yep.
This goes through the baseboard.
I know. I can at least make that look.
You know, but I mean,
I can make it look.
Little stuff.
Little things. Everything's off.
Yeah.
And stuff like this. I can fill those in and make the walls look better.
Yeah, that wouldn't go overboard. The whole place.
You know what? I live here, so I can at least make it look better.
And if you
better.
Put semi-gloss here, it's all going to jump out at you.
Well, that's what I said. I can fill in this spot. I can do the sanding. I've got the electric sanders. And I mean...
That's not a problem, but what I mean is just... There's so much of it, and when you put the paint on it, it'll jump out at you again. You know what I mean?
I think I'm going to do with paintable caulking. Yeah, to try and make that.
Because you can sponge that in and be trying to sand it.
And I mean, spots like this even, I'm going to try and fix with latex caulking.
Sponge latex.
Latex in with my finger to try and shape it right.
Sponge. Because the finger gets cut in a little mix. Oh no, there's a lot of sharp things in there.
You want to see something? Come here. Remember that broiler can you gave me? That was kind of
hard. Oh yeah.
survived blood clots and everything else.
All right, you remember this conversation when he's pushing you around in the wheelchair.
Ah, he won't be pushing me around. He'll be pushing his girlfriend.
Yeah, your girlfriend, maybe.
What happened to me?
Me? He'll be pushing me down the stairs.
No, I won't do that to you.
Want to make
time.
A bet?
Okay.
This is a friend. Come on, friends do that to friends.
Anyways,
and then they laugh about it.
I'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And I'll try and get you your paint tonight, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of work in here.
It'll only take like 20 minutes. We'll pick it up.
Yeah.
All
right. I got a lot of work in here. Even before I start painting.
But you don't start painting until tribunal's over.
Yep. Well, hell, even before tribunal. Do you know what I couldn't. Do you know what I've got to do in here? And for one, it's got to warm up for the paint to set right. Hell, for one, I've got to do all the plastering first. And then I've got to do all the sanding. Then I've got to clean up all the plaster dust. That's why I showed them. See what I mean by these are all too dark? This is what I'm going for. That's why Augie didn't get it when I said too dark, and I knew you weren't getting it too. I'm looking for what you want to paint your room? Great. Mike's room, I want the lighter paint in too, because it is a naturally dark room. It's not going to get natural light no matter how much you try. Now I can flip this back.